終わって。
Okay, so
what's the egg? Why the long face?
The dog walking. Looking for the dog. Show my paw. See if I get off. Sorry.
Do that. I guess we should just see if we get an inkling.
Pirate walks in.
True.
He's got a ship's wheel stuck to his crop.
Hey, how'd you get that ship's wheel stuck to your crotch?
I don't know, but it's driving me nuts.
That was bad. That's pretty bad.
Sorry, I don't know. Would it be driving me nuts?
There you go, that's much better.
Okay. So, Darkland.
Uh-huh.
You wake up. In your movie. Because
the alarm going off. Stupid bug people. So lay the smack down.
You are in a big room.
I'm not where I went to sleep?
No.
Uh oh. Full of
with closed door.
Ancient missing.
Yeah. In front of the door are two robots.
Bug robots?
No. Like, evil menacing battle robots.
Battle robots?
One of them's, like, really big. Well, really pretty big. And the other one's, like, your size.
They look familiar.
Hello, evil menacing robots. What do you
think? They look like, there are security robots for the base, so they look like kind of that, except they've been heavily modified.
Okay. Do you recognize handiwork?
Hello, robots. What's going on?
Terminate.
So they look at you menacingly in advance. A little song hand.
Play nice now, robots. I don't want to have to hurt you.
They look sentient. Uh-huh, that's the next question.
What's going on? I try to talk to the base computer or whatever. Hey!
Nope.
Mother.
Hello. Doesn't answer you.
Mother.
Stupid. So, are they actually going to attack me?
Yes.
Okay. I fight back.
Make an initial roll. Probably the first robot. Not that fast. Alright, you go first. There's a big robot and there's a small robot.
The small robot looks more
probably dangerous. Do I have any experience with the big robot?
They are about 10.
10 dex, 10 body?
Yeah.
10 strength?
Uh-huh.
Ish? 10, 10, 10?
Uh-huh. Standard ones.
Okay.
Except the attack skill is at 50. Right?
So they all have energy plus 50.
Well, hopefully I can smush the little one first and then deal with the big one. So I'll smush the little one.
Meat of the meat.
Alright, go ahead and make an attack. Yeah, 12 dex, 14.
12, 14.
Okay.
What?
I roll 11.
Yep.
So you hit it.
Yes.
Do a little bit of damage.
Yesterday?
Pushing back is the wall.
Going again Monday. Okay. No. It's the second. Yeah, the wall. The first time I was supposed to talk to that Lee Mary. I actually got lost when I was trying to find a way.
The big one reaches out for you.
It's a small company. Well, it's not screwed up right now, but it's messy.
Okay. So it reaches out for you, and it misses. The other one that you are attacking...
It's kind of crappy because it's an on-call only thing. Yeah.
Bathes you in a greenish ray.
Really?
Hey.
Damn greenish rays.
Yeah, it's kind of
your greenish rays.
Eh, whatever, it would be. Looks doable though, so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, well, it's basically staying
home. Are you going to take. Actually, I guess.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, okay. Way too much.
Yeah.
So, let's see what happens.
So, I'll see you,
It's way too much.
Well, actually, basketball maybe. Next week.
Who are you talking to?
Right. Wait. Oh, okay. So, maybe next Saturday or something. Yeah. Okay. All right. See ya.
Oh, Dave?
Yeah. Cool, huh?
What did you do to your phone?
I don't do anything.
You should just
drop it once and you can't forget it.
It's kind of cool. At least... Yeah. Cool, huh?
Okay. It zaps me or something. Okay. It zaps you. You get...
Yes, what did you do to your phone?
That is very weird.
Kevin's at a loss for words, so what do
no,
you
no,
do?
No.
It's... Okay, so it zaps you. The room dims a little bit.
Okay.
And,
wow,
more about your
like
fighting.
Backwards and upside down.
Turns all yellowish, like glowing yellow.
Okay.
And
yellow.
Uh huh.
Wait a minute. Sinister.
It starts moving, like, you know, a lot faster.
Okay. very odd.
Wait, what starts moving a lot faster? The robot.
The robot.
Which one? Smaller.
Does it just like suck my decks out or something?
Well, the other robot's moving off, thank you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
From your perspective, it's just this one robot went moving
okay.
a lot faster.
Sure.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Just a little robot again.
Okay.
Am I just falling, or...?
Yeah, go ahead and zap.
12.
Odd. I'll say.
It's a 24. Okay, you miss it. It's really, it's like you're moving still. It's like you're
okay.
still to it. Well, not quite.
So it's like the flash?
Flash.
It'll take a while. Let's do something. The big robot will try to
push
you. So it does. Your body's 12, 14?
12.
When it's 6, it does 11 points. It's a hit game.
Jesus.
It's really big.
Apparently.
Neck size.
Yeah. It's really strong.
Okay.
The super fast robot. You might not be able to do too much either. We'll see those. So they're both flailing at you, actually. So you're pretty fast.
Okay.
And this is the first encounter.
Yeah. Remember, this is probably the first encounter.
Yeah. You have to run away.
So the other one hits you for... 2 points.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now what do you want to do?
I'll hit the big robot.
see how tough it is.
Okay, go ahead.
He's not that tough.
14.
Okay, got a OV of 10, so you got plus 4. But it's like really solid. Got an RV of 26.
26?
It's big. Right. It's solid.
Well, Superman.
Okay, we'll be leaving now.
Well, Superman.
Alright, so it's the big one starts to hit you again.
If only we can phase through and, you know.
Oh, sorry.
Alright, so you take another, what, 11? 11. And then the other one misses you.
Them capture you. It's only the first adventure. Or
yeah,
first
sure.
encounter. And we have
first
to rescue
encounter.
You.
I'm kind of curious. Alright.
No, that was a bad suggestion, I mean.
I go down like a lump.
Okay. Hey, that's cool. Finally someone allows themselves to be captured.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
That's Arabic, right? That's supposed to be someone famous, and that's supposed to be someone famous. Well, in the game. Because that's the
well, none of the characters from the first one are in the expansions, at least not that I've noticed.
Yeah, so this is from the first original game.
Well, I think she's the uber villain for Cords of the Underdark.
So this must be the bad guy for...
No, it's not.
She's a super person counter.
How come he's on the...
Yeah, how
do you
get this?
Yeah. I assume they put, like, the main villain on each one.
Drow, Emperor, Empress, check, or...
Main Trier.
If he is a main bad guy, I haven't run into him yet.
That's a good, indication. Oh. Main bad guy. Of course, there's also like a ridge behind us.
Okay.
And like a staffler.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you wake up. You are strapped on a table.
Okay.
Down on a table. But you're actually like in a big metal tube thing. Like a... MRI machine thing.
Okay.
And then there's a little sneeze string.
Okay.
That comes on. And you see the meat. The one that's supposed to be frozen.
Right.
Taking over. Taking over.
It says, you're finally awake. Meat. You can understand this stuff.
Okay. I could probably understand it anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
Okay.
So he's just talking to me, and you understand this easily.
Okay.
Easily, huh?
Easily.
Hey, you're awake.
No, hey, you're awake, I said.
No, it's like,
I'm copycatting.
Yeah. No, you stop that. You're awake.
It's like, see, I've been awake for months. Well, yeah, weeks. Literally plotting and getting to know this whole base.
Wow.
See, I thought you were maybe evil.
Damn it.
We could have come to an understanding if you didn't know. If not for that weird bug scientist.
You killed the bug?
Oh, it's a bug! All bugs must be destroyed.
I hate bugs.
Hate bugs.
Alright, where the hell are you?
Somewhere we will never find me. Well, actually, I'm in the base. But soon, you won't be.
No, he's right
behind. I will destroy the world.
It's right behind the viewing screen.
That blue planet that you can always keep going to.
Airplane too.
Nah, I can't let you do that. Sorry. I tried to get up.
So as you struggle to get up, you feel the whole thing shaking. Okay.
Whole thing? The tube or the whole base?
Goodbye, mysterious girl.
Alright, I'm trying to break that
just, little...
Yeah.
Watching you are now a rocket launched into the sun.
Yeah, great.
you should take the last few minutes of your life to pray to your whatever god you worship. Fiery one. And then the screen goes
black. So not even original. Stupid me. Alright, I try to break out of the rocket.
Alright, so... Go ahead and roll.
It's a ledge, right?
And you struggle with your bond.
Okay, so that's cool.
Okay. So they are strength 21 bonds, so you need an 18. Who knows how many tries you get? Actually, you'll have a clue. But
yeah, I'll try. Oh, yeah, I can push my strength. Except if I fail, then it burns out and I'm screwed.
Also, yeah, then it goes to zero. For an hour.
It's
gonna take you're gonna hit the sun way before that. Let's just say you only got a few minutes, right?
All
right.
Well,
you don't have like 3 days of frog slowly travel.
I'll try again. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
So that's another round. Two. Nope. You still won't feel anything.
All right. Count three.
Nope.
You mean at what? 18.
When he says,
you gotta push it, man.
Nope, still feel fine.
Four. Push.
Well, I don't know.
Push on the last.
That's it.
Nope.
Okay, now it's starting to get warm.
Great. That last we saw. Wait, it went to that point.
Make an int roll.
12.
And you have an int of 6.
Uh-huh.
So, 24.
Well, it should be easier as you get closer to the sun.
It's true. The rocket will melt.
But then you'll be in the middle of the sun.
The rocket will start getting wishy.
That's what you think.
It'll get softer and squishier.
True.
Maybe it's made of titanium. It just gets harder.
No, it produces electricity and fries you in the
So the rocket is tougher than me.
Huh?
The rocket is tougher than me. But it would melt, that's just true. Let's see, so you got an 18, so that's plus or minus D2. Maybe that's too much. Plus or minus 0 to 1.
For what?
For your estimate.
Oh.
Okay. And you think you have 5 more tries?
5 more, huh?
Plus or minus 1.
Alright, well, let's try one. Nope. Alright, so how does pushing, recovering, whatevering work?
Alright.
Just add hero points.
So a push is...
So if I push and I fail, I burn out.
And then you take 6 hero points to recover it.
Okay.
When you do your push roll, you can increase your AV and EV, like a normal roll.
Okay. But does it make more sense just to spend points to... I mean, if I spend 6 points, that adds 12 to my strength?
No, you have to push your strength.
I have to push my strength. Okay. Alright, well, I'll try pushing my strength. It's 21. So, if I add 2... Adding 1 hero point is a delta of 2 or 3.
2.
So, just normal push, I need an 11.
Uh-huh.
10, 9, 8, 7, if I have 2 hero points.
Right.
And then every point
then you
I roll over 7?
Yeah,
just
but
adds
no.
To my strength?
You still need at least 10.
Oh.
Because it's like a normal roll.
Right, so there's really no point.
Other than to not make sure you don't burn out.
Huh?
Other than to try to prevent yourself from burning out.
Yeah, right. Meh, I'll just roll.
Okay. You roll high.
Yeah, now I'll roll an 18.
Alright. Okay, so that adds 8, 9 to your strength for this roll. Now you have 23. And it's a 21, so you need a 9. Okay, so you break free of your vines.
Great.
Wow, that's costly.
No, she doesn't spend anything.
Didn't spend anything.
Are you done? Okay, that's great.
Just timely rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, now I have to break out of the rocket?
No, it's a door.
Okay, door.
Yeah, what a door. Right. So you can see the sun's pretty big.
Okay.
And then you fly out.
Yep.
The other way.
The other way.
Or do you want
towards the light.
Towards the light.
Go to the light. Start playing. Go to the light.
It's shiny. I wonder if it's fit under the couch.
Fly back to the earth. I gotta warn these guys. We gotta go kick the noob's ass.
Okay. So meanwhile, Brad is
the lab.
Oh no! So you want to talk to Asimov?
Asimov, yes.
So let's see. We'll have an interview with Nova Cerulea. I mean, he said it went well, so.
So he's setting up a weekly lunch.
So if you'll hear back a little bit.
Or wait, is this supposed to be my subplot thing?
Nope.
Okay. Just wondering, am I supposed to go get them or am I supposed to be dealing with this myself? The main plot, I'm supposed to go get help.
Alright. You. So you talk to them, you say, this is good. They weren't too specific about.
So I haven't actually started research yet?
He hasn't actually started.
Okay.
Well, there's actually going to be a couple meetings and stuff.
Okay.
He does say that there were a lot of, like women researchers.
Only a serious record.
Well, at least I'll also interview them.
Were all women? So I'll just be pale and sweating instead of screaming.
He saw, like...
Much better.
Well, he was interviewed by two women.
You have to put
my
face.
You have to put my job.
Huh?
No, like, do you know them, like by reputation or?
My name is
No, this is the administrator.
Oh, okay.
I promise not to go fast until we get out of the atmosphere.
No, I mean more like managers.
Oh,
out of the atmosphere. That's why you need the space.
And so that's what he tells you.
See, but out of space, no friction. You won't burn to a crisp.
Mm-hmm. And nobody will hear me scream.
Exactly.
Actually, I have to carry Matt here because he can't break orbit.
And what?
So they're all in. It's,
I could.
It's a nice new facility and everything.
Yeah.
It seems to be very well funded.
Very well funded, huh?
Yeah. And then we're talking and asking all about robotics and stuff.
Do you see anything that they're working on?
No, they didn't really. They didn't show me this project.
Okay. No, that's cool.
And then he disappears. Let's see.
Forever.
What kind of clue?
His server, right hand. Wait a minute. What's this?
Hand of Vecna.
Hand of Asimov.
Left hand of darkness. Oh, wait.
I cut off my right hand, put his hand up. Like getting his powers.
So you get a there's a message on the answering machine one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out in the wall.
Yeah.
I gotta go away for a few weeks. I can't really talk to you about it.
I guess he got picked for Survivor.
I'll
yeah. Okay.
So we'll have to do the lunch thing.
After he comes back.
After I go back.
Well, he says a few weeks, right? He's going to go away for a few weeks, he said?
Yeah. Actually, and then we'll have to do our dinner thing after, when I get back.
He did say just a few weeks, right?
What?
He did say a few weeks,
yeah.
Right? Huh. I need to chase this call.
Yes. It's on an answering machine.
That's true. I have to go to the phone company.
Bureaucracy.
Oh, he's probably made up from his home. Do I hear any background noise? Huh?
Alright, make a roll.
I gotta save this tape for your real detectives. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Ooh, it's safe. It's on a real detectives.
Well, you two are, right? Do you have detect, don't you?
Yeah.
So do you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You'll detect it. As far as I'm concerned.
I
should probably boost my detectives more.
Yeah, me too. Someday.
Oh God,
sounds like he was near an airport.
Yeah, five.
An airport, huh?
No.
Well,
you could hear an airport.
There's only like, a couple of airports here, right?
Yeah, there's only like one airport. Well, a couple of airports in the city. There's a big one, and there's a small one.
Okay, damn. I'm going to have to, like, check to see if where he went. So, call, like, the airlines to find out when he left, what flight, what the flight went to, that kind of crap. So I'll do that for the next day or so.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to trace him. I'll save the tape, too. Evidence. Put in the vault. Next to the big magnet.
No!
So, what about that time? So, by the time when he called...
Well, I mean, his name should be somewhere. He's not using a pseudonym, right?
That's true.
So, I just need to check his name, where he went. Blah,
blah. Well, usually they don't. Well, I mean, prison.
He's just a scientist.
If anything, they give away information to anybody.
That's true. Especially a superhero.
The next voice.
Wait, superhero. I can
oh,
just
go
fly over there.
You can go
but I'm going to call first.
Dazzle will be a superhero.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. So, reception to the or whatever. Then it looks it up and. She says, nope. Can't find the
one. All this for like just all of them.
Push it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gonna have to try again. Ask one of you guys to check into the tape. Okay. Could be a private jet. Yeah, now I'm screwed.
I don't need a jet.
Neither do I. Okay.
No, you don't want
to see.
That'd be cool. I could like pick up actual jets.
All right, go I guess I'll try again. I guess I'll try again next day. Try again next day.
To see if he's left, or what?
You said this is for today, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not on any of today's flights.
Okay. So the message came in today.
Uh-huh.
So assuming he's either still here or call me from a different airport. He's already gone.
Sure.
How the last couple of days? Any flights going out? Well, I had lunch with him when? 2 days ago? 3 days ago?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
So I'll check the last couple of days, see if he's
gone.
Couple
of days? No, not
within
the last couple of days.
All right. I'll go check his apartment.
Okay. So you check his apartment, make a social room.
Six.
Well, wow, looks neat. Everything seems to be fine.
Does it look like it's gone?
Yeah. It does look like,
a lot of
stuff.
We're all fine. How are you?
Well, my clothes have been packed. My clothes are closed in the safe.
Alright, damn it. That's mysterious. How about the,
Gotta wiggle your fingers.
Gotta wiggle your fingers.
Very important.
Spirit fingers?
No, wiggle your fingers when you say mysterious.
Not spirit fingers?
No.
You guys watch, Bring It On?
Watch what?
Bring It On.
Oh, Bring It On?
Spirit fingers.
Oh, yeah. That probably too. That's funny, man.
I'm not familiar with, is this another television
cheerleader movie?
Can I try to see if he's on a flight in the next 2 days, going out?
Nope, he's not on any flight in the next, like, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, jet. Private jet.
Could be Star Sapphire.
Well, it's, I assume it's going to be airport.
Yeah, but that would probably frighten the poor guy. She probably wouldn't do that.
Any clues in the apartment? Well, I should talk to you guys. Actually, in a minute. Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Okay. Oh, the Asimov guy that you really like?
Yeah, he's a... I told you guys he was working for... What's your name now, right? Because we wanted to...
We want to
plant someone we know in there so we know what they're doing.
So you want to help me with some industrial espionage?
No.
Well, it sounds like to me.
So it sounds like to me.
It's not really industrial.
Okay, well...
We're not trying to make a profit out of Amazo. Amazo.
Oh, that's what... Oh, yeah, that's this. Sure. Okay, I'll look into it.
So what do you want to look into?
I'll check this tape first.
I'll check the tape off.
Okay, make a deduction roll.
Yeah, there it is.
It's not a plane.
The boat.
Actually, the sound of it is like a giant turbine.
Oh, airship?
Giant turbine.
Well, a fire turbine.
Cobra crash.
Have I heard this elsewhere?
It sounds just like...
Like the power generator that the dam... There's probably a similar turbine in your research complex.
What? Really?
Yeah. They use the various things, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
You want to check his apartment for a clue?
Sure. I'll check his apartment now.
Okay. Either perception or detective.
This is a pencil thing on notepad. Aha! Oh, it works. I suggest that. I've seen it in a movie.
I rolled 31. So 43.
Okay.
Whirlwind. Whirlwind attack? The D&D whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. Not quite as good. What did I find?
So,
A piece of Star Sapphire's hair.
Yeah. The opposite of that. It looks like the apartment has been cleaned.
Scrub clean, huh?
Yeah, and like the furniture looks like it was moved around and then placed back on, but not quite where it's supposed to be.
There's like dimples in the carpet or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a couple places where it's a little off. That you don't see.
Just did it on purpose.
Can you use my ultra vision to see if they left any clues?
Oh, ultra vision. Okay, go ahead and roll.
Turn on my ultra vision to see if they left any, something. Wow, 5 plus 12. 47. I rolled 35.
Alright, so let's see.
Wait a minute. What's this?
Because I'm sure there's a perfectly benign reason why his entire apartment would be cleaned out as if it was surgically scrubbed.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Very.
A lot of people do that when they're going away for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because you want to come back to a nice clean place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. My mother was fanatic about it. Almost fanatic about it enough to do this kind of thing.
But do I see anything? I gotta see something.
Well, the only place it's probably going to miss is the ceiling. So what do you see on the ceiling?
What? Steven. Steven. Wow. That'll be interesting.
I met this really hot chick that says she's a sorceress.
Okay, wait.
No, she's really an info.
Oh, man. If you see me, I'll check Shannon's quarters to see if the statue's still there.
Oh, God, that was a weird adventure. You heard that the last adventure was weird. Don't listen to that tape. Warning, strong magnetic field. So what would happen if I put this flashlight down on top of the tape recorder?
Probably not good. Okay, so you... So in the ceiling, there are a couple of, you know, with the ultra vision, you can see there's some, like, spots. I think someone had been, not so much fingerprints, but, from, you know, from the, it looks like, you know, someone was, spread out, you know, spread eagled on the top of the ceiling.
Whoa.
And then, you know, in a couple places.
That is odd. Hmm. Point it out, well, I can't see it, but I say it sees some of those, you know, body outlines, like,
it's like the dust is slightly different in a body shape.
Yeah, it's changed. Human shapes, right?
Yeah. So I'd probably start with the
Asimov shape.
Like,
that's not
so
good.
roughly Asimov shape, I see.
Asimov shape imprinted. Does
well
on the ceiling.
I mean, there's a little couple cracks, very small cracks. So, like,
you the room upside down.
Like what?
Like either you fell.
Well, the furniture got moved around. Then we picked up the room, turned it upside down.
Yeah, you're that.
Yes, and then put all the furniture back.
Yeah, but then the carpet would be on the ceiling. And that just doesn't make
well,
any sense.
Well, there were no like furniture inference, right? So it was just like him being thrown against the ceiling.
Okay. Well,
that's not good.
New.
Talk to the neighbors. Any
heard
anything? Saw anything? Blah.
Any way you can date? Well, yeah, you can because you saw him 2 days ago. In the last couple days, is any disturbance from Isaac's room here?
Yeah, let's talk to the neighbors.
Neighbors. Terrifying rage. Thundering rage.
The immediate neighbor on the left happens to be?
So, all the neighbor knows so that Mr. Asimov, you know, he has a lady friend with him one night.
Mm-hmm. Was her hair, what's the star sign hair? Purple?
No, just black.
So, brunette?
Yeah.
Mm. Eyes?
But, you know, that's like a lot of people.
You notice her eyes? Are they, like, purple?
No, I didn't really get this with her.
I can't describe her. Yeah, fits the description?
Yeah.
Well, this was when? 2 days ago? A day ago?
That was last... Well, 2 days ago or a day ago. Must have been last night,
then.
Okay.
Any disturbances? No?
Lots of raised voices, shouting, things going thud against the walls.
No.
When was the message left on that machine?
In the morning.
Today? This morning?
This morning.
Is it actually him? Sounds like him?
Yeah.
And did you have him leave this morning, or...?
No, I wasn't awake that early. So yeah. I haven't seen him.
He drives a car, right?
Yeah, his car's
not. Car's not. License plate number? Check with, whatever?
wait to see if there's an accident.
Yeah, anything, like you say,
we'll start off
abandoned car, somewhere, blah. ATV, Alan's car.
In one day? No, not yet.
Well, let's try it tomorrow or something. Should we? So, we know this morning he was at some place with a turbine. Like a big turbine?
Yeah.
So,
bigger than
how many places are there on the in the city that has that? Or
well,
around the city? Our lab?
Power generation plant. So,
okay, so
there's
the dam?
The dam.
Uh-huh.
There's also like a...
our lab?
There's a, you know, diesel power generation also.
Okay.
Your lab? Probably the military lab.
The base is still there?
Sure.
Actually, yeah. You know, go away. Is that it?
You know, yeah.
You want to check those out? Check two of them. You check two of them?
Sure. I'd like to talk to one of his other neighbors first.
Okay.
Other neighbors? Can we talk to all of them?
I think we're
on the back. Well, the other one, didn't see anything.
No, no disturbances that you heard? Anything? Raised voices? Shouting?
There was a lot of stuff. But, you know, you probably
locked
over or something.
No shouting?
No, no shouting.
Okay. Okay, can we check those? Check two? I'll check two.
Let's try your...
My lab?
Your lab first.
Okay. So go to work.
Okay.
I see Asimov. I'll say, hey! Wait a minute. Damn it, she just got to work in the morning.
Mystery's fault.
Yeah.
Mystery's fault. It's just a really kinky sack.
Holy Avenger. Jesus. You can get a Holy Avenger at fourth level. Or fourth level spell. Yeah, it's fourth level Paladin spell. The Paladin's main weapon becomes a powerful Holy Avenger.
Oh, it's a fourth level Paladin spell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a level 15 talent.
Still, you're supposed to find one.
It only works for, what, one round a level?
Yeah, but you're level 15. That's like all you need, right? Every
sure.
fight, you cast that, you have Holy Avenger every fight. That defeats the purpose of you finding your Holy Avenger.
Well, I mean, hopefully you have to pick up a spell spot.
It's the only fourth level spell there.
That was
only
the fourth level spell.
Those are the new fourth level
spells. Anything else better than a holy sword?
I'm sure there's other fourth level spells that are good.
Sure.
Holy Avengers just aren't as good as they used to be.
That's true. There's
especially by then, you probably have something almost as good. Yeah. If you don't already have something
like that. Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
that's
like
true. They did,
something.
Like, down power or depower Holy Avenger a lot. It's crap now, basically. Crap.
I wouldn't call it crap.
Okay, so I go to my lab. Anyone see what's her name and what's his name? Ask around.
I don't think you seem to care that I just got shot into the sun.
Hey, you didn't tell us.
You haven't told us yet.
No, they weren't. They were actually.
And you got that
morning? No, they weren't there that morning.
What?
Neither of the scientists.
Lazy bastards.
Well.
Actually, I just got here. So yeah, alright. So, do you have a security camera in your place?
In the lab?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I'll check it.
Just roll. Just a random roll.
11.
Okay. So right around...
powerful magic item. Holy Avenger.
Yeah, so right around 5 or 6. Well, starting at about 5 a.m.
5 a.m., wow.
The camera bot, yeah.
For how long?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah, you got the call at 6:30.
6:30. Is there a log of all the phone calls that went out?
Well, not so much black, that was more like purple app.
Yeah, I got that. Well, it's black and white tapes, right? Probably.
Yeah, hard
Do we have a log of the phone calls? See if he called anyone else?
From the lab?
Yeah, from the phone. I assume he called there. Because, yeah.
So you're asking if the lab phone.
Right.
Yeah,
I assume he called from, one of the phones in the lab.
Right.
So I want to see if there's a log of all the phone calls that went out at that particular time. Around the purple owl period.
I know you can do this.
So, was that the only one he called, or?
Yes. Well, okay. I'll do one more.
It's all dead end. Nothing.
Make 20 dead ends. I do that too often. What happens when I make it up a real one? So there's one call to Nova Cerulean.
Headquarters?
Yeah.
Which is where? On the island or?
It's on the island. There's a new office in that. That's what they call it.
Is it before or after he called me?
Before he called me.
Okay.
And then he'll call you.
And that's it.
They took some stuff.
Well, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah.
Can I check the phone for fingerprints with ultravision? See if his is only. Actually, I can't tell. I'll feel the phone. I assume.
Yeah.
Never mind. Do that. Okay, let's check what's missing now, then, I guess.
You have car keys. I don't know. You have car keys.
Car keys.
Yes.
Oh, so are they locked? Access?
Yeah.
Can I check those?
Yeah.
Who's been here?
Actually, all his car keys for you.
Wait a minute. I should call her. See, she lost her car key. I'm sure that's it. She lost it and forgot to replace it. I'll call it later. Let's see. Let's look around and see if anything's missing.
Okay.
Anything missing?
There is... Yeah, there's some,
Anything important missing?
What are you guys working on again? Kind of weird.
I don't know.
I remember the acronym
status. Another cyclotron. Yeah, another cyclotron. That's what I remember. I'm not sure what it's for, but, I could do anything, so it doesn't matter what it's
for. That's true. They're like, universal. Actually, the...
If you spin them in real fast, that's true.
You have an advanced prototype.
Advanced prototype cyclotron?
Yeah.
Really? Completed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was a handheld cyclotron.
Wow. fortunately, only Holly and I know how to operate this, so it's okay. Wait a minute. Damn it. That's a problem. I say, only two people on the planet can use this.
It is very complicated.
I'm sure if you're like. You're smart enough to figure it out, in your brain. Yeah. So, but still, we should get that back. It's pretty powerful. Right? Pretty powerful?
Yeah, it's really powerful. How could you let it fall into the wrong hands?
Okay, I didn't let it, okay. So
it's like you didn't let Amazo go away either.
Hey, you were there too, man. What the hell did you do? Okay, so...
Sure, Rip was up there longer.
And then you tried to get in her way when she flew off of it.
I did. Sort of. I was in her way.
She's not with
her.
Call my wife. See if she lost her car key.
Nope, got it right here. Used it this morning. Wait a minute.
So, let's see. Your wife is out of the country, probably. So you call her.
Only a couple of hours difference, right?
Yeah, it's like whatever, 6 hours beyond you. So it's probably like 7 or 8 a.m. So you call her hotel. Nobody answers.
She has a cell phone, doesn't she? Let's leave a voicemail on her cell phone. What?
Not really. Not in this time frame.
What do you mean?
It's not going to be common.
It's not
but we're rich. We're rich.
Yeah,
but only like doctors and stuff have them.
It's not like you guys talk that much.
Yeah. Am I Dr. Jones or not? I'm a doctor. Okay, so.
Oh, if she has a cell phone, she's going
to
answer it.
So can I plan
I think
leave?
It's better if she doesn't answer.
Can I leave a message with her at the hotel then?
Yes.
I'll do that.
Okay, so you ask her to call you back?
Yeah. I want to see if she lost her car key.
If you use car key, call me back, leave a message, say yes or no. But if you did, why?
Why'd you leave her?
You checking your stuff?
No, I don't do that. I still feel guilty.
Why are you beep?
What?
Call back, you know that. Okay. Alright, so Dark Flame arrives.
Okay.
Yay.
Uh-oh.
I'm alive.
Woohoo.
Only barely though.
Remember
that little furry thing up in my...
You mentioned it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what about it?
Stop. And remember how I said that, you know, there's good meeps and there's evil meeps and I didn't know what kind it was?
So what kind
of... You found out it's a good meep?
He shot me into the sun.
So it was a good one? So it was a good one?
That he's going to blow up the world.
So does that mean... Worse.
We need to go kick his ass.
Where is he?
He's still on the moon base.
Okay, let's go. Wait. Okay.
I can't walk, can I?
Nope.
You could. It'll take a long time.
Let me think about that.
I've got a couple of really big robots that beat me up pretty bad, too.
Really?
They beat you up really bad?
You know what would help? A handheld radio cyclotron gun.
That's all.
Cool, you got one of those?
I got one of those. I don't got it anymore. I had one.
Then it won't help, will it?
Well, it would if we had it.
So here, put this spacesuit on.
But.
Or stay here.
Okay. I put the spacesuit on. And start screaming. And I know I don't scream, I just break into cold sweats now.
You need a little help out of that.
Sure.
Okay. I pick them both up and I fly up to the moon base.
Okay. So the moon base, you know, if you approach it, it's deceptively calm.
Too quiet.
You don't like the silence.
Back door, huh? Good idea.
Great idea.
Okay. So you go to like one of the escape tunnels.
Yeah.
Short help is better than no help.
It's got a, like, you know, sophisticated combination lock door, electronic lock.
So I made my way in and out of all the random doors.
That's true, but all the combinations have changed.
Stupid me!
Oh well. You can break it, right? Don't you have security?
Yes, I do.
Try 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thief.
You can do 3, 4, 5.
Thief.
He shot me into the sun. He's not very original.
Well, let's see what you need. Really? Please. Two-dimensional thing.
Yeah.
So he's con. 10.
You should think. Still alive, old friend.
So what's your thief?
10.
10?
Plus my thief is 24.
24? Nope, you don't break it.
You should try a scientist. Let me try a scientist.
You're trying. That's it.
15 plus 22.
Okay. You open the door.
Careful, wasn't science. Yep. Wow. Okay. Do you know the security system here?
It's dangerous.
What should we look out for? Can we disable anything?
Robots.
Poison gas. Can we disable anything from anywhere?
Poison gas.
Is it like a main control?
Yeah,
there are main control rooms.
So the first nearest one is this way.
Okay. Just start going down the corridor.
This is a dungeon crawl, man.
Sort of.
Level one.
We collect gold coins and buy mechs with them.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
What?
Weird things that I do.
Oh, the mech warrior thing?
Yeah. So we got the Uber Clan mech from. That ship they never intended us to have.
True. Alright, so
we have to do the second extension, right?
Yeah.
So there are.
I haven't played that one at all yet.
Yeah. You want to finish the first one first?
Yeah.
So there is a set of security cameras in that.
Should we disable those?
I'll just have to turn them on. Fix them later.
What do you want to grab those?
Yeah, maybe we can, you know, pull the cords out.
Maybe we can get the tape to recycle, like in speed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we shoot out the cameras, then he'll know we're coming. And if we, you know, walk on by and let him see it, and we'll know we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if we loop the tape,
it's true.
That'd be kind of hard from here, though.
Yeah.
We
good rule.
That's true. Anything is doable. I've seen it.
Ooh, we can dress up like security robots.
Okay. Yeah. Any other ideas? You. Well, let's think about this dressing up as a security robot thing. How are we going to dress up? We need what? Metal plate?
Yeah.
What's those lying around?
Yeah, okay, we can try that. You know what they look like?
Yep.
You can shape those. And,
okay. All right, you can try that.
Oh, that's a silly idea.
God, what kind of rule is this?
Don't know.
I think it's a clever rule.
Back to it, yeah. By now.
No.
They know where you are, right? They
well,
ask for your phone number.
Start.
Yeah, they ask for the phone number. They ask for the address. They ask for the cross street.
Okay. We'll do this because Eric has a skill. Military side.
Wow.
Camouflage.
Yeah. Huh? Wow. Impressive.
Military side. Yeah, I have all the skills. Don't I?
Yeah.
Just
pretty much.
Except for, like, acne or something.
Yeah, except for, like, acne.
22.
Okay, so, that's pretty good roll. Okay. As long as you don't move too fast.
Yeah,
right.
We'll move slowly.
We robo-walk over to the nearest base control center.
It pinches in faces that shouldn't be pinched.
Yeah. Alright, so you walk past the camera.
I did as well as I could.
And then go to one of the computer rooms.
I didn't promise to be comfortable.
Okay. So is this security system or scientist?
This would be probably scientist.
Okay. Steve?
Actually,
he's a better scientist than I'm, Steve, so... Either way. Unless it's like a Steve-only, then he did. So, a scientist?
Yeah.
Try to, like, disable the security system in the space? Like, all the robots?
Find
shut
out
down all the robots? Shut down.
Okay.
There's another garbage compactor. Oh, shut them all down.
The rooms can move around.
So
if we can find out where the beep is,
mm-hmm.
maybe we can tell the base to move our room next to
the room. The rooms can move around?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's weird.
That is weird. Alien technology. So
weird.
It is alien technology. Good thing I'm a genius, I think.
Genius. You know what this base is?
What?
Wizard
World. It is? True. Could be Wizard World.
It's a maze.
Parts of it move around.
That's true.
Stuff. Sure.
Alright, so
what do
you
want to
do?
So we first want to locate the meat. That should be simple, I think. Maybe.
Okay, so roll the breakers in the computer system.